This is Portland Design Commission for Thursday, February 20th, 2020. Let's begin with introductions. First, Bureau of Development Services staff who are here today.
Brian Tierney.
Laura Duvall.
Tim Herron.
Great. And commissioners who are here today?
Jessica Molinar.
Shankar Robinson.
Zary Santner.
Sam Rodriguez.
Brian McCarter.
And I am Julie Livingston. Commission members are private citizens appointed by the mayor to provide review of large projects within designated design zones. We are not paid but serve entirely as volunteers. More detailed information regarding the purpose and function of the commission can be found in the Portland Zoning Code. Commission members must declare a conflict of interest, bias, or ex parte contact prior to the staff presentation of a particular case. If a commission member has a conflict of interest or bias, they are not allowed to participate in commission discussion or voting on the project. If a commission member has had an ex parte contact, they must declare the substance of it on the record and it is subject to rebuttal. So we have a brief but lengthy agenda today. We will begin with items of interest, just a few minutes for items of interest. Then we will move on to a work session on the proposed citywide design guidelines. That will be starting in just a few minutes, running until about 4:30. And the last item agenda, starting at about 4:45, is a Type 3 land use review continuation for the Morningstar at Laurelhurst project on Sandy Boulevard. Tim Herron, do you have any items of interest?
Yes, one item particularly. I would like to task Commissioner Sam and Commissioner Chandra to look at their April calendars. I only ask because, and Don's not here, he's the other one, but he's got an excuse. I don't know if you're getting the doodle polls for extra dates or not, but we just got a flood of appeals and things coming in that are probably gonna land in April. And April 2nd, the two dates we already have in April are regularly scheduled. First and third Thursdays are getting kind of full. So I know we're going to need another one. So if you don't mind taking a moment, I guess at the very least, promise me you'll look at your doodle poll for May and June. But right now, can we look at April real quick? Because I'd like to schedule
third
date.
I actually just did the doodle poll.
Thank you.
A couple minutes ago when I was sitting here when I was like, oh, Tim asked me to do this last week and I didn't do it.
I bet Sam didn't.
I didn't see it. All
right, Sam, are you available? Are you available April 30th? And Chandra, do you remember if you...
I didn't have any conflicts with the dates that were submitted.
Okay, April 30th?
Any
okay.
of those days are good.
I'll have ask Laura to send you your own one, and CC me to make sure it goes through your own doodle poll.
Just send me an invite.
Okay. Oh, okay. Good. So let's do April 30th as an extra date.
So does that mean April is the 2nd, the 16th, and the 30th?
Correct.
Okay.
So on 30th, I need to leave at 5.
Okay. Good to know. Okay, cool. And we'll sort through the dates in May and June and confirm. Great. That's all I had.
Laura, can you mark the end as yes for April 23rd?
So along those lines, I'd like to be sure that Sam knows that I will be gone April 2nd, first Thursday in April, and May 7th, whatever the first Thursday in May is.
Okay.
Okay,
that's
great.
All I have.
Do any commissioners have any items of interest? No? No? All good? I think any items of interest? Trees? No.
Chandra, do you want to talk about the panel you're going to be on next week?
Street Your Voice. Thank you for turning that on. Your Street Your Voice, which is It's at the center over on Williams, and the students go through, I can't remember if it's an 8 or 10 week curriculum, where they get to sort of do some urban planning in their neighborhood and imagine what's missing and sort of design something for that. But they get to learn a lot about who has made the decisions in the past to sort of get that area of the city where it is now. Like, there used to be homes in that area in the Elliott neighborhood, and then the freeway came through, and so all of those folks were moved out. So it's really about community engagement and social justice and urban planning and architecture and design. And so the students meet twice a week, and they get a stipend, which allows them, in case they have an after-school job that they normally go to, that this still gives them the opportunity to participate in this and still be making some money at the end of the semester, which is fantastic. And it's run by lots of volunteers from different architecture firms, and Hacker has taken a big role in leading, you know, and having their staff there every week. And then they have guests come in. So I've come in as a guest before and talked about design commission and how important it is to have the public voice come in and talk about projects, and how folks are not typically well represented. The people that I see aren't as diverse as the people in the communities necessarily that are being impacted. And so sort of letting the students know how great an opportunity that is. If they and their folks want to come in and see what happens, they're always welcome, and that they can come up to the podium and talk about the projects. And so I was trying to get them really excited about that. So I did that. So I come in, and I've done this a few years now, just come in as a guest and talk a little bit about what architects do and my personal perspective as a person of color in a field that is typically not as diverse as the people it serves. And then at the end of their semester, they have a panel. So the students will just ask a bunch of us a lot of questions. And so it's Anyale Halava. She's a partner at Project, the developers, and Cupid Alexander, and another gentleman whose name escapes me right now. But there's four of us on the panel, and the students, there's 10 students in the class. So they will be asking us a bunch of questions about the city and about design. And then there's another Your Street, Your Voice. So Jackie Santalucia, she just won the Van Evra Bailey, yep, AFO scholarship to get to expand Your Street, Your Voice into other neighborhoods. So she's going out to the Hillsborough side and out to the east side at Park Rose, and working with a few different organizations like Empower Her and another group to get other kids involved. So the ones that have been happening over on Williams don't have as many Hispanic men and women in it. And so the high school out in Hillsborough has a great need for this kind of programming that just hasn't gotten out there yet, right? It's just a little bit far from the center. So she's doing that and working with Park Rose to kind of bring these folks in. So during Design Week, which is in April, there will be another similar panel for the other students who are just starting their Your Street, Your Voice program. And then I will be on that one as well. Nice. So I'll get to go out to Park Rose and talk to those kids. So that's what Zeri is talking about
really
for next
exciting
week. So that's a cool program.
Excellent.
Good job.
Thank you.
Very cool. Okay, any other items of interest? If not, we will move on to the second item on the agenda, which is...